So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast with Vince today, one of our Superstar clients. How are you doing today and where are you calling from?
Good. I'm in New York City right now and it is cold and rainy and just kind of a yucky day.
Yeah, how many rainy days do you guys get per year, would you say?
This time of year, a lot. There's an expression, April showers bring May flowers. So March and April are pretty wet months, but it's all good. I mean, it's the start of spring, so things are starting to bloom and you know, Earth is kind of waking up right now.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I mean, I went to New York I think it was the year before. It's been 2 years. And it was only for a few days. Very hectic, but I do like the energy and I do want to come back at some point for a bit. But let's start maybe with, like, when we start looking at your journey, let's start with the beginning, actually. What's your kind of background so the people know where you're from, what you do, also maybe your age, and then kind of what got you in touch with like a more plant-based diet, I guess. So let's start with that.
So I am 55. I'm in sales, married, have one child who's now in college. Obviously, as you age, fitness has always been a big part of my life. I was fairly active when I was younger, kind of got out and in of it over the years and whatnot, depending on life and stuff like that. I had done CrossFit for like a decade and then kind of moved into some more bro splits and stuff like that and whatnot. But probably over the last 10 years, there's been this nagging thing with my cholesterol. All of my biomarkers are fine. Everything looks great. You know, I go to the doctor once a year. He looks at my blood work and he's like, oh man, you're like a rock star. He's like, but your LDL is just a little too high. So, you know, back in the day, it was like, oh, LDL is not that important. But then the more you read, the more you listen, the more you learn, you're like, no, LDL is important. The other biomarkers are important, especially when you start to test other things like ApoB and some of those other markers. And, you know, it kind of wasn't moving. So then when I thought about ways to change it, you know, reducing meat, reducing saturated fat, eating more plant-based foods, you know, has that effect. And so then I thought to myself, okay, if I can start to reduce saturated fat from my diet, if I can start to increase the fiber and then at the same time get that fiber from whole foods, it can only help to fuel my body and get me on that path to where I can get that infamous LDL level down to the point where I don't have to have that one conversation constantly with my doctor.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great. Yeah, definitely chose the right kind of diet and approach there. And improving your cholesterol comes down definitely to your dietary choices, but also to weight loss, right? Losing excess weight, losing excess body fat. So when did your weight or your shape kind of become a challenge for you in your life? Or has it been like that for a while?
I would say probably I've had issues or is with my weight like my whole life, right? I was never a tremendous athlete. You know, I was kind of average to the bottom half of the spectrum. You know, and I've always kind of struggled to keep it in check over the years. Like, you know, when I was young, I was like, especially when I was in college, I used to run a lot and, you know, being 18, 19 years old and running 10 miles at a clip, not even thinking twice about it. Boom, I was in some great shape, you know, in my early 20s, and it was awesome. You know, and then life happens. You put on a few pounds, and then you kind of, you're like, all right, I feel like I'm back where I started again. And you start to, incorporate some weight training in there. So was, how some people are perceived as like, oh, he can eat anything and never gain weight. Well, I was the sort of my perception of it was, oh, if I look at food, I'm going to gain weight, you know? So, it was always very easy for me to put on pounds and very difficult to take off pounds. So, I've always been trying to do this equilibrium thing, right? To eat well, to exercise, to lose the weight, to not gain it, and whatnot. So it's ebbed and flowed over the years.
Got you, got you. Was there specific things you tried to fix it, and were you successful, and why not?
In increments, yes. So I had reached a point, first year I was married, where I was like 215 pounds. It's like, oh God, I was just this big blob of ugh. I actually did Weight Watchers, and at least that taught me things like portion control and things like that. And was able to lose 25 pounds and get myself into a reasonable thing, and then got myself into, I wouldn't say I was going into the gym, but I was doing some weight training, a little cardio and stuff like that, and was able to maintain for a few years. Then when my son was born, kind of had like a kind of like a double triple whammy, like, new child, I started a new job, and I started commuting into the city. And what I kind of found out was it was just a whole lot of newness there that just I couldn't cope with. And obviously the priority was family, the child, and stuff like that. So fitness went out the window. And again, I started to puff up. And then, I don't know, probably 5, 8 years after that, there was literally our CrossFit gym that opened up. I had to walk past the gym to get to the train station. So I kind of said, I don't have any excuse anymore. So I'll do this. There's an early 5 a.m. class. Again, nobody's looking for me at 5 a.m. in the morning. So I thought, okay, well, this could be the thing. So I got up at, whatever, 4 something in the morning, boom, worked out, came home, showered up, got back on the train, and continued my day. And because I was doing so much crazy exercise and all this other stuff in there, weight started to come back off, muscle, I gained a lot of muscle and stuff like that. So I think just due to the crazies, you kind of get those newbie gains, and everything's working for you, and you think this is great. So, I was able to kind of get myself to a stable, I would say, weight for, I don't know, probably almost a decade or so. And then what would tend to happen is that because you're kind of working out and doing all these kind of crazy exercises and Metcons and all this other nonsense, you think that you have license to eat whatever you want. And then what I found was that I was gaining weight, but I'm like, which I couldn't understand. I'm like, how am I gaining weight? But I'm burning so many calories and I'm doing all this stuff. And man, I'm so cool. I'm doing all this, like I couldn't understand it. And then I kind of started to reach the conclusion or the understanding that, it's really calories in, calories out, and you can't outwork a bad diet. So just because you think you do this killer workout does not mean you get to go out and drink and eat a bunch of garbage and stuff like that. And I knew, because I would work out so early in the mornings, that if I ate a lot of processed garbage at night, well, you could feel it the following morning. You know what I mean? Like you get up and you try to work out at 5 a.m. in the morning, and you've had pizza or ice cream and all that other stuff, and you just feel like you feel flat, you feel horrible, you can barely get through the workout and whatnot. So I knew that, okay, if you eat better, then you feel better, you work out better, and it's sort of a positive spiral. But I still couldn't kind of figure it out. So then I would have this sort of like benchmark in my mind that like 185 was kind of like the best weight I could get, but then I would kind of drift into the 190s, and I'd be 195. I'm like, again, like, how am I working out and doing this? And then I actually had a coach, an online coach, about 2 years ago, and went from about 195 to 185, 187, in that range. And that was a really good experience. But then part of me, again, I was kind of like, I keep hitting this like 185 number. Like, why can't I get any lower than this? Like, it just seems, I still have this stubborn love handles around the middle, and I've got decent muscle mass up top, but it's like I still want that, it's kind of like doing the work but not getting the credit for it, right? So, like, why can't I get there? And then and that's kind of when you came into the picture, and and you and I started talking, and about, kind of what would get me to that next level, to the, get me from that 185, 186, that number down to like 175. Like, why can't I lose that 10 pounds? Like, what, you know what I mean? And that's how you and I started out, and that brought me into the mix here.
Very cool. Yeah, makes sense. How did you find us in the first place?
I found you. I think I was listening to the Proof podcast with Simon Hill, and you were a guest on there. And I think I had only just started listening to him, I don't know, a couple episodes. And they're long episodes. He really dives in, and it's a deep conversation, hour and a half, 2 hours with people. And when you and he were talking, and then one thing, when you hear people and then you kind of look them up on Instagram, you see them and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, this was my first experience looking at somebody who was plant-based, but kind of jacked and muscular and fit and healthy. Prior to this, my experience was, guys that were crazy skinny, girls that looked emaciated, and they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I'm a vegan," and I'd be like, "Hippie nonsense! Like, what are we talking about?" So, it was really eye-opening for me to see folks that were plant-based and yet very fit, very active, with lean muscle and living a really healthy lifestyle. So to me, it just sort of opened a new world of possibilities and new ways of thinking, because there's no one perfect way to do anything. And it was like, wow, here's an alternative, and people are doing it and thriving.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah, that's good to hear that you found us through Simon Hill as well. 3 hour episode. Definitely recommend you guys to check it out as well. It's definitely a deep dive on all things plant-based, fitness, muscle gain. So how did you then find the first consultation call? I think you and I had it. How did you find that?
I would say very positive. Your personality wasn't any different on that call versus the conversation with Simon. And when I think about you as a person, two things kind of pop into my head. One is, you tend to be very empathetic, and two, you're a little bit of a hard ass, and I like that, because I feel like it's a good balance. And so, let's face it, if you're going to coach somebody and you're going to get them to the next level, part of your job is to at some point say, this is how it is, right? But on the flip side, I think having that empathy and having that understanding of where that person is, and where their starting point is, and the challenges they go through, helps with that, because you can draw a line and be, a little bit rigid, because there is that understanding and because there is that empathy.
Awesome. Yes, that's the tough love kind of side of that I've developed and that we really find important in our program and coaching. I think, yeah, you need that. You need the tough love, and especially if you're trying to really maximize your potential, like you are, and you are not someone that's just sitting around doing nothing. Like you came in, you already did work out and eat healthy, and so you definitely need that extra kind of love in that sense. So when were you kind of skeptical after the initial consultation with me after you signed up?
Hey, real quick, guys, if you think about how you found this podcast, probably someone told you about it, you found it on Instagram or somewhere online. And the only way this thing grows is with word of mouth. So I don't do any ads on here and don't do any sponsorships. So if you've been enjoying the podcast so far, my only ask for you is to continue to pay it forward, tell a friend, make a post about it, subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review. That way, we can help more people. You put out some good karma for yourself as well, and more people will learn about the power of health.
No, I wasn't. I'm skeptical. I mean, one thing I was probably a little nervous, just because when you go through a program, okay, you gotta check in not only on the scale, but then also photos, which are never fun to take, and send them through. And part of me is like, do I want to kind of, go through that? But then that's kind of what leads you to success. If there's somebody on the other end and he or she is looking at your progress and you're going on this journey together, you want to do it well for yourself. And then there's also this almost desire to do well for the person on the other end. So when I send the pictures to Nathan every week, you know what I mean? Like, I want to look my best. I want to make sure that he's happy with me. You know what I mean? It's a crazy psychological thing that a person half a mile away, you're trying to appease or sort of make happy, but it's again, it's part of that positive cycle. You know, he's happy for you, you're happy for yourself, and you want to keep that positive spin.
Yes, exactly. That's awesome.
You know, and the one thing is that, I was probably a little nervous about the workouts and stuff like that because I kind of didn't know what to expect, but they were not anything to be nervous about. Like, that was just unfounded. That was
Yeah, I agree though. Yeah, I think I can relate to that for sure. I've been in the fitness game for so long. I've had quite a few coaches along the way, and I still have that feeling as well. When I sign up with a new coach, I'm like, yeah, like I know how to work out, so let's see how this is. But if you have someone that's truly committed, dedicated to your success, like personally, the workouts will be really, really good. So when did you realize that the diet and the program works?
I would s probably in the first 2 or 3 weeks, I dropped a few pounds, and that was kind of like without, and you couldn't have scripted better if you tried, right? Start a new program within 2 to 3 weeks, drop 3 to 4 pounds, like that. You know what I mean? Like if you could write a script, that's exactly how it would go for everybody, right? It just happened like that, which was kind of amazing. Then, of course, the next 3 to 4 pounds took a little bit more time. It didn't happen as fast. But, to have it sort of jump out of the gate and sort of like get a couple wins, you know what I mean? A quick win, you know what I mean? Because 3 pounds, I mean, that makes the biggest difference when you put your pants on in the morning. And that is a huge motivational factor at the end of the day. All of a sudden you fit better in your clothes, you feel better, you just have this confidence about yourself. And that inspires you to keep going so that when you do hit that first little rough patch at, I don't know what it's called, week four, week five, or whatever, where you right, kind of, I wouldn't say plateaued, but you know what I mean? Like, progress wasn't as quick. I was like, okay, but I still made those quick gains. And I feel good. And you know what I mean? So there's that forward momentum that can help you through the rough patches.
Exactly. Yeah, that's important, right? If you wouldn't see results after first few weeks, then yeah, it would be tough to keep it going. I definitely get that. So that's important. So just maybe give some context. You said you came in at, I think, 185, if I'm not wrong. roughly. And then your goal was to get to 175, and it's been like your goal for quite a bit. So besides that, do you have any other goals besides the weight loss or fat loss?
I mean, I would say the sideline or the side effect or the second order effect of that would be obviously getting that cholesterol down and getting that last biomarker kind of where I need to. And I mean, the weight is not like, it's not like this magic thing, right? It's not like, oh God, I hit 175 and this Pandora's box of wonderfulness opens up, right? It's more of getting myself to what I think is a healthy weight and a healthy look for myself to feel confident, to be healthy, to kind of move forward with my life, you know, because I just felt like up until this point, I was doing all these things right, but I was just kind of missing a couple steps along the way. I'm like, man, like, how am I doing all this stuff right? And I'm still not getting the result I want, you know? So I feel like, you know, again, it's about kind of getting down, you know, and part of it is probably a little bit of that childhood insecurity creeping back into my, you know, into my psyche that just says, hey, if you're down at this level, make it up 175 to 170, somewhere in that neighborhood, kind of like the weight I was when I was in my 20s. Man, that would be awesome. Like, you know, as I approach my 60s to almost be at the same weight with a shit ton more muscle and you know, a better physique than I was when I was 20-something, and I could be at 60-something. Like, that would just be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah, the weight is an interesting one, right? It's like, it doesn't really mean that much, because you can be the same weight and be like, I would say 10 times healthier, with more muscle mass, better metabolism, healthier metabolism. So how much weight did you drop until now in the program? And then like, what other transformations or changes have you seen in your body?
So as of this week, I've hit 177.5 twice, Monday and today. So it feels good to be about, you know, let's say that's at the absolute low, you know, so maybe I'm averaging 178 right now. So you figure that's what, a 7-pound drop, you know, since January, which just feels amazing. And now it's to the point where, you know, I've got pants that are kind of like drooping down on me, need more belts. You know, I believe it or not, right now I can start to see a little bit of difference in the love handles. Like, that's of course the last to go, but I could also feel it. Like, when I first lost those first 3 pounds, I could feel it around the inner thighs, you know, because that's another place where I was holding a little bit of excess fat. So you can just sort of feel the difference. And then, you know, when you get up in the morning, there's just your body just feels different. It feels lighter. It just feels more put together. I don't know. Like, it's just,
like, more, you know, dense.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel fluffier when you're at higher weights, and then you feel like you're kind of tight and compact when you're at a lower weight. I don't know if that.
Yeah, like a nimble feeling. Nimble, tight. It's amazing. Yeah, and you're only halfway, right? So you're like 14 weeks in. Already at 170, 178. So we have another like 10 weeks to go, at least. So of course you'll hit that goal and beyond that. So it's exciting to see.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That's kind of the cool thing, is now, again, more possibilities. So it's sort of like, okay, if all goes well and we hit that 175, then, you know, we keep going, right? Like, there's, you know.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Exactly. So was it, did you have to starve yourself to lose that weight?
No. It was interesting. When I got my first set of macros from Nathan, because I said, you know, hey, I'm at about, I don't know, 2300, 2350, somewhere in that range is what I'm eating today. So my macros and everything comes in and he wants me at 2100 calories. I'm like, whoa, that seems like a lot. And then something was coming up on the weekend or something like that. So I was like, hey, got this event coming up. You know what I mean? Is there like a cheat day? And he's kind of like, no. I'm like, what? He's like, just eat less the days leading up to it. And I'm like, oh my God. But in reality, that's actually the smart move is to plan for the event and then not allow myself to have a like 4,000 calorie day. Like that's just ridiculous because that just depletes all the hard work you do. You know what I mean? The last thing you want to do is do 6 days of good work and then let it all go on the seventh day. So, but within that, I mean, if you hit the right targets, especially for protein, it's easy to maintain, you know. And you know what? If I go over, it's fine. Like if I hit 2,200 calories in a day, it's not the end of the world. Also on the flip side, there's other days where you just, okay, I'm satiated and I'm fine. And oh, gee, it was just happened to be 2,000 calories today. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be so crazy to the point where I'm like, oh, let me eat extra 100 calories because I got to hit my number. You know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? Then that just takes over your whole life, you know? And then people look at you like you're so damn weird. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, and I've done that in the past where you're like, oh my God, let me eat this handful of nuts to get my fat to be the exact amount of grams that I need it to be. I'm like, oh God, that's way too much. But, you know, I found that hitting that 2,100 calories within the macros, you know, I'm certainly not perfect. It goes over, it goes under or whatnot, but to average it out during the week is fine.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah, exactly. That's the takeaway that kind of, if you look at your caloric intake and your activity levels on like a weekly basis, like you can even things out, and that kind of eliminates all or nothing mentality of, oh, I went a bit over today. Oh, like the rest of the week, I'll just do whatever. But it's like, oh, like I went a little bit up, then let's have a little bit less next day, and it works out, right? So would you say that it's been, that you have the feeling that it's been a sustainable kind of weight loss and kind of approach to fat loss?
Yeah, I don't feel like if I stopped tomorrow that I would be like, oh my God, I'm just going to eat an extra 300 calories and it was going to make my life so much better because I feel so much better. I won't. Like, I would rather, if anything, I'd want to almost maintain this and kind of stay at this level maybe. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I'm sacrificing anything. And I don't feel like I'm missing out and stuff like that. I think it feels good to be in a healthy spiral where you kind of have that nice feedback loop where I'm using good food to fuel my body and then I'm working out in the gym, pushing myself, and then I see the results physically and on the scale. And then again, food to fuel myself, work out better in the gym, see the results. You know what I mean? So it's like now I'm just in a really good upward spiral. And like, why wouldn't I keep that going? Like, that's just, you know, what, to eat some pizza and some other garbage just because it feels great for
the
moment.
You don't crave it.
Yeah.
If you're feeling momentum, you, like, it doesn't even resonate with your energy.
Yeah.
So I love that. So was it hard to change your lifestyle? Because, I mean, you obviously have family, you have demanding jobs. So, like, how was that for you? Was it hard for you to change your lifestyle or make those adjustments?
I would say, I mean, because I've always, you know, especially the last 15, 20 years, you know, had sort of a fitness and a sort of a healthier lifestyle, it wasn't revolutionary to make changes to it. it was just sort of tweaking what I was already doing and just moving in different directions with it. So versus a quick, like, lay the gauntlet down, I'm going to change everything, I'm going to, you know, not do this, not do that, you know, take 28 supplements and, you know, do this crazy, like, you know, I was already working out. So, you know, my workouts just changed a little bit from what I was doing. You know what I mean? I was already eating pretty healthy. So it was just a matter of eating better. You know what I mean? So I was already doing a lot of these things. So it was just a matter of evolving and changing versus this complete revolutionary stop start mentality of stop all these 20 things that I've been, because I feel like you fail when you do that. You know what I mean? If you have 10 activities you do every day and you want to shut them all down tomorrow and then do 10 new activities, it's like, as human beings, we can't cope with that much change. But if you can make one change and make it sustainable, great. Now you make a second change, you make that sustainable, you move on to the third, you move on to the fourth, and if you take it in steps, you can achieve anything.
Powerful. Powerful. And did you have any, or how did the people around you kind of react to your transformation or your shift?
Well, it's funny. Most, like, you know, you start anything and nobody really notices anything, right? So this past weekend, went out with some friends for Easter brunch, and like, the folks I was with were all commenting like, oh my goodness, like, what, you lost all this weight, like, what's going on, like, what are you doing? And then another three tables away was another group of friends that I just happened to be in the same restaurant, and they hadn't seen me in a while, and they were like, oh my god, what are you doing? You know, I mean, it's like, they were actually friends from my CrossFit days, and they're like, oh my god, you look amazing, what are you doing if you're not doing CrossFit? You know, so it's kind of interesting that, you know, when you first start these journeys, you know, people don't notice day one, day two, you know, and they're not going to notice 2 pounds, 3 pounds, but then all of a sudden when you start to hit 5 pounds and whatnot, and then you're, you know, your face leans out and you know what I mean? It just, everything. So now I'm at the point where people are starting to kind of like, hey, like, what are you doing? You know, and it's nice.
It is nice. It is nice. Amazing. Yeah. I mean, you look great. I mean, people don't see you on the podcast right now, but you, like, it seems like you're glowing, like your skin looks really good, really healthy. So that's amazing to see for sure. So why do you think people maybe are unsure about contacting us for help?
I think a lot of people, think they know what they're doing. And then a lot of people are like, oh, it's too much money, you know, whatever. I mean, so if you're not willing to invest in yourself, if you're not willing to sort of put yourself out there, and if you're going to kind of be stuck in the mindset that says, I know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Like if you want fitness and health advice, go to somebody who's overweight. Like, they're full of it. Like, they have more advice to give you. They know exactly what to do to lose weight and to get in shape and whatnot. I've heard more things from my big, chubby, obese friends and whatnot. Yeah. You know? You know, and you have to, I think all of us, I mean, and everybody would admit, like, having a coach does make a difference, you know? Somebody who's a little bit more experienced and more knowledgeable than yourself, because most of us don't work in the health and fitness industry, so we're not experts in the field, you know what I mean? So we don't know what we don't know. And I think that's a big thing for people to sort of like take that mindset shift and be like, okay, I don't know this stuff, let me go trust this guy or this gal, and let me you know, put my faith in them. And it's just not willing to do it. It's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I think it's like people put their faith into something, right? Maybe they don't put their faith into a coach, but they put faith into their own choices or this other diet. And then it really comes down to just trade-offs, right? Like, what are you trading? Are you trading like time? Are you trading like investing your own time and like effort for years and years? Or kind of taking the shorter cuts and having like more certainty
and
that it's gonna work.
And unfortunately, society has given everybody now, because, you know, oh, it's genetics, and oh, it's, you know, it's your metabolism's too slow, and oh, you have this and you have that, and you know, I mean, there's 100 excuses out there that everybody just loves to have. You know, you can have excuses all day long, or you can take action, right?
Exactly.
And you know, nobody's saying it's going to be easy, and nobody's saying the road isn't going to be long and it isn't going to take time. But you know what? I joke with people. I'm like, you could lose 2 pounds or gain 2 pounds, right? You gain 2 pounds, pants don't fit as good, you don't feel as good. Lose 2 pounds, pants fit a little better. You feel like a little mini rock star that day, you know? So pick which one you want to do, you know? why wouldn't you go for losing the 2 pounds and making those changes and being positive and whatnot, versus all the other built-in excuses of, oh, well, yeah, let's go out and have some drinks tonight, or let's go out for pizza, or let's go out, we'll have bagels this morning, you know.
Exactly. Amazing. Yeah, I totally agree. I love that you said that. That's so beautiful, and it is true. You can have excuses or you can have results. Like, you can't have both. And I'm sure you have had hundreds of excuses these past months, and even on our first call together, on why you shouldn't do it. Like, you were just flying to the Bahamas, right? Like, a day later, you could have easily said, hey, Fritz, sounds great and all, but I'm off for the next 2 weeks, so we'll see then, right? But you were like, no, that's good. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So,
good stuff. I love that. So maybe last question. What are some things that you can do now with the current shape and weight that maybe you couldn't do before or didn't feel as good before?
One thing, I think my mobility is a lot better. My range of motion feels a lot better. Even my weights, like the one thing I was chatting with Nathan about, I'm like, you know, I hit a sort of a PR in the weight, and I hit a PR on my, well, both ends on weight, right? Low on the weight scale and high on the weights in the gym. So I was hitting PRs on both ends, and like, that just felt really good. It just felt really good. And then I still feel like my mobility is increasing, my flexibility is getting better and whatnot. I just feel like I can move and just move a lot better. I mean, it sounds silly to say that, like, oh, I feel like I move better, but you just can't explain the feeling. Like, when you can actually get around and just, you know, move a joint and really have a full range of motion out of it, it just feels amazing. You know, you don't wake up and feel like, oh, I'm sore, I'm this. And, let's face it, I'm 55. Like, my social set, whining about arthritis, whining about blood pressure, they're whining about everything, you know. I don't have any of those issues. And I never want to have them.
Yes, and you're taking the actions now, the precautions now.
Yeah.
That you'll avoid that. So what are some requirements you think someone should kind of bring when they want to work with us?
I would say an open mind, some patience, because it's not going to happen overnight. And you're not going to make – the results are not every day of the week. You know, there's days of the week you get on a scale and it went up a pound or two, and you want to, like, you just want to cry, right? But then there's days of the week you get on the scale and you're a pound down. It feels like you feel like $1 million. But consistency, I think, is the key. Is that if you stay, consistency matters more than anything else. Stay consistent, you'll eventually see the results and you'll build that positive spiral.
Yes, yes. Amazing. Vince, I mean, you've been so consistent looking at your kind of graph with us, and over the weeks you've not missed a beat and the results show. So I acknowledge you for that. We are the guidance, the coaches, but you are the one that's getting up and putting in the work, getting it done. And I will acknowledge you for that. I'm excited to see the next 10 weeks still what we can achieve together.
Same.
Super pumped. And you're looking super healthy and great, like I said. Can't see that on the podcast, but that's great to see. I think a lot of people go on a weight loss journey and they might lose the weight. Did you hear about Ozempic face? Have you ever heard of that? You know, Ozempic,
it's like the new thing. It's crazy over here. Everybody's grabbing an Ozempic prescription to lose weight.
Yeah.
People that have no business taking it. And it's just horrible.
And there's actually side effects, right? I mean, I'll probably do a whole episode on it, but one of the side effects is so-called Ozempic face, where you have your face just looks like it's fallen in, more wrinkles, and just very unhealthy and gray, like a bit gray. And I've seen some people on social media and like also in a friend circle, like they have that. And then it's like, okay, you lost all this weight, which is good. I mean, that's fair enough. But then now you look like much older and a bit sickly even. Whereas you, like, you've lost this weight and you look like you're glowing and very elastic as well.
It's kind of like folks that just do extreme dieting, right? And then they get these big flabs of skin that are hanging out because they're not weight training. And that's the difference, is if you're weight training and you're doing it right, you're losing fat, you're gaining muscle, and you look good. Where you take a drug, which scares the bejesus out of me, you do crash dieting and stuff like that, and all these other bad, harmful effects happen. And I just feel like there's an excuse, right? So people are like, oh, it's too hard for me. Perfect example. That's a built-in excuse. Oh, I can't do it. My genetics, my this, my that. Oh, I'll take Ozempic, like, because my doctor will write me a prescription. And
yep. You took the route. You took the healthy route. And I acknowledge you for that. So excited to see your continued progress. Thanks for coming on, Vince.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And the listener, if you listen to this and you found inspiration and you also want to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, most importantly, get stronger, build muscle, tone up, then you can click the link in the show notes to book a consultation call to talk to my team about how we can work out a game plan for your journey. Just like we did with Vince as well. And then possibly also crush your goals. So thanks for listening. Vince, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. And we'll talk very soon. Peace out. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.